is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. Today, I want to share with you a few ideas in terms of your social media accounts, be it Facebook or Instagram. I'll focus on those two specifically because I have the experience in both of them, and how you can attract your ideal customer to you, how you can attract your ideal teammate to you instead of posting, hey, I'm sending out samples. Hey, we have a contest. We have a thing happening. Do you want to join? You know, instead of posting things like this, I'm going to teach you how you can actually attract your ideal customer and your ideal rep, teammate, downline to you. And you're always going to be adding value. So let's start off with Facebook. The strategy on Facebook today is, first of all, your personal profile is no longer for family and friends. If you want to keep it for family and friends, then you can go do that. But if you want to run a business and you have decided and figured out that all of your customers, most of your customers, live on Facebook, then you need to use your Facebook personal profile as real estate for your business. This needs to be a space where people can understand how you can help, them as a customer. So I want you to think about, what type of problems does your product solve? Are you in the weight loss industry? Do you sell supplements? Do you sell essential oils? Do you sell travel packages? Are you with a wine network marketing company? There's so many different industries out there. So first of all, think about, what product do we have? And I would focus on the main product. There are a lot of network marketing companies out there that have multiple products, but I would focus on the core ones, the ones that you recommend your customers start off with. So if there is something like that, focus on that first. And then I want you to think of all of the problems that that specific product can help solve. And then I want you to start telling stories on your Facebook profile. This is a really effective way to attract people to you, especially if the stories you can gather for your Facebook profile are not your own. Your own story is important, but it's not as credible as a third-party testimony. So when you go to your customers and ask them to get a testimony, tell me your experience in using this supplement or in using this essential oil. Now, obviously, you want to make sure that their testimony is in compliance. There are a lot of things they're not approved by the FDA. So make sure you're playing within the rules. Don't try and skirt the line, and don't let your customers create a testimonial that skirts the line too. You know, if they're going to submit a testimonial to you, I would review it. You can put the settings on your Facebook personal profile before somebody is allowed to post to your Facebook profile, that you have to approve it and review it before it can be posted. And if it's not appropriate, if it's out of compliance, then you can decline it and reach back out to your customer saying, this is great. I'm so excited that you're willing to do a testimonial. Just this part here is not in compliance, and I want to make sure that we reword it. Could you say something like this instead, and give them a couple of options, you know, two or three options of what they could say that would be in compliance with, you know, the FDA and all of those pieces, because you don't want stories like that getting out. That can get you in trouble. So that would be the first thing. I would get your customers to share their stories, their experiences. And the one thing, here's the trick. You want to create curiosity. You want your customers to be attracted to who you are and to those stories. And if you, this is going to sound funny, but the worst thing that your customer can do, and or you can have done in these stories, is for the name of your product to be in the story. You don't want the name of the product in the story. And I'll tell you why. People will go and Google it like we all do. They're going to see a bunch of negative reviews on why that product makes you lose your hair, or why that person burned their esophagus because they took the product incorrectly, or why they had a horrible reaction, a flare-up, because they didn't follow the instructions on how to use that specific product. They're going to Google that. They're going to see all of those negative reviews, and then they're going to go, well, this product's not for me. It's obviously a scam. Not interested. I'm moving on. And then the story loses its power. So the story here that you want to have your customers share is their experience without naming the product. It's going to create curiosity. And people are going to come across these stories and they're going to go, wow, they have a lot of awesome third-party stories about how they're helping their customers. I wonder what the product is. How would I find out? Maybe you have a Facebook group where, you know, there's certain questions that people have to answer before they can just join your Facebook group. And that allows you to also filter out and further qualify people who are really interested and people who may be competitors who might not be really interested. That allows you to do that too. So maybe you have a Facebook group. Maybe you're doing a challenge and it's an event that you're hosting and it's a 3-day challenge. Maybe you're going to be inviting people to specifically that and you're going to show them what it looks like. I've seen some really great success with people who have secret groups. So that's a group that is not searchable. That is something where they can only be invited when you send out the link specifically. I found that to be very effective because, again, it's a way to further qualify people. So secret groups can't be searched. They have to be invited. And that usually means you've had some sort of conversation in Facebook Messenger with this person and they're interested in learning more. And so maybe you're hosting, like, let's say, a Facebook party. The great thing about hosting a Facebook party is really what it is a Facebook Live that you have recorded. You've done it before and you've recorded it and you're able to post that in the group. So when the time comes for your potential leads or, you know, leads, prospects to come and look at what you have to offer, you don't have to do it. It's already been automated. And at the end of the day, ladies, this is what needs to be done. We want to automate as many processes as possible, and you want to delegate as many processes as you can so that you're not having to do so many things manually in the moment. And you can go live your life. This is important too. One of the things that I never liked about home parties was, number one, the commute. I found that, sadly, even though I was reaching out to friends and family when I first started network marketing and workmates, that they didn't respect my time. They felt like they were doing me a favor by having a home party to begin with, and they never took anything seriously. Now, to be fair, I was not a good salesperson back then. The desperation, you could just feel it oozing out of my speech, out of the look in my eyes, just scream desperate. And that definitely does turn people off. But I have had home parties where I've shown up and nobody shows, or one person shows, or two people show. And I have, you know, spent gas money and everything like that to get there, and people don't value my time. And that's something that I have learned for the better, that for me, home parties are not what I want to do. It's not a generational thing. I just don't believe in wasting time. And it's a lot of the reason as to why I believe that automating as many processes as you can is super important for your business. If you want to work on your business 12 hours a day because you enjoy it and you are passionate about the pieces of your business that create revenue, then have at her. I mean, if that makes you happy, that's great. But I also know people who work very little hours, like 10 hours in a week, and they're happy too. So that is my mindset behind how I want to build my business, is automate, automate, automate. Anything I can, where I can, I will. So those are some high-level ideas on how you can attract your customer. And the examples of testimonials you can easily apply to if you're focusing on the business opportunity. Now, I have come across people on Facebook before, you know, chatting in Facebook Messenger, just asking them about their business and seeing how things are going, and asking the question, oh, so are you focusing in your business? Are you focusing on the product to get more customers? Or are you focusing on the business opportunity? And they go, well, I'm doing both. And that's a red flag. I go, uh-oh, that's confusing to your audience. So you need to decide, because your Facebook profile is only one feed, right? You're going to need to be consistent with your image, with your brand. If you are all in on, say, for example, essential oils, then your feed needs to be about essential oils. You need to educate people. You need to have testimonials and stories. And it has to be essential oils. It shouldn't really be the business opportunity and essential oils? I don't believe so. Just because it's confusing, unless you're making a concerted effort to draw in just your customers or just your businesses, you can't chase two rabbits at the end of the day, and you're gonna catch neither one. So my recommendation is pick if you're gonna focus on the product, pick if you're gonna focus on the business. I recommend the product just because unless you're passionate about business building and marketing, you need to really pick the avenue that you will never get tired of. And you also need to pick the avenue that if your upline or downline or business goes under, if they change the way that they do, you know, the compensation, that there are other network marketing companies out there where you can still offer the same product. It's just you've changed companies and it doesn't matter. So for example, let's say you absolutely love doTERRA with essential oils and something were to happen. You would want to look at other network marketing companies out there that sell essential oils that wouldn't impact your ability to continue servicing your prospects and your new customers with your brand around essential oils. And there are other essential oil network marketing companies out there. So that is my recommendation about the product. You know, pick one avenue and stick with it. And then your feed, your brand is going to be consistent. And when people come to your Facebook profile, they're going to understand, ah, Janine, she's all about this product. And that's great. Now, on the other side of the fence, if you are far more focused and interested in the business opportunity and teaching people marketing skills, teaching people how to network, teaching people how to build their business, and you never get tired of that, then I would pick that route. I wouldn't swim in both ponds. It's too tough. So for me, for myself, because I'm a teacher, because I'm an entrepreneur, I get more excited and more passionate about the business opportunity itself and the idea of how to be really great. It's why I don't believe network marketing is your business. It is an income stream. It is a revenue stream. It is part of your portfolio. Just like a retirement savings plan or a 401k, it is not how you make your core income. It should be a multitude of different streams. So that can be a really effective strategy, using your Facebook profile to draw people in and attract them to you that way. Now, a lot of questions, what some people will ask me, is, well, what about a Facebook page? And my answer to them is absolutely have a Facebook page. And the reason you want to have a Facebook page is because you're going to want to run ads. Not right away, but in the future. There are people who have built their business very successfully without ever running any type of paid advertising. They've built it on their personal profile. But I say this, that you need to be ready for the long haul. It can take, on the short end, 1 year to 3 years doing it the free way on your Facebook profile. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it does take longer. If, however, you are somebody who has discretionary income, you have funds on your paycheck left over every month that you want to focus towards your business like an entrepreneur, then you can run paid advertising and you are going to get more customers faster than the people who are doing it for free. And that's always going to be the case. So your Facebook page, even though the engagement is really poor, that entire page, a business page, is designed around advertising. It's why the engagement is so poor, because Facebook wants you to run ads. So I don't want you to get worried about ads on Facebook and everything like that. That'll be in a different podcast. But long-term strategy is to have people come to you organically, be attracted to who you are, and understand what you have to offer and how you help them. And then you can also speak to a broader, greater audience when you start to do paid advertising. Facebook group. Now, this, I mentioned it a little bit before, but a Facebook group specifically for the business side or even the product side can be a really great and effective method to gathering leads, gathering prospects, and then turning them into customers. In your Facebook group, this is where you have opportunity to be a little bit more open with what the product is and the name and the company and everything like that. And I don't want that though to be the focus of your Facebook group. This is not the, hey, this is the network marketing company Facebook group that I'm running. And first of all, I say this because network marketing companies today, they haven't evolved in terms of strategy and marketing, and a lot of them won't let you have your own Facebook group. So there may be instances where you cannot have a Facebook group and mention the name of the product or the company even still. If that's the case, fine. Don't skirt the line. Don't be unethical. Follow the rules. It's the easiest and best way to be successful. So let's say you do have an essential oil Facebook group, for example. Well, what are you going to do if you can't talk about the company or the name of the company or the brand itself? Here's the secret I'm going to share with you. Are you ready for this? Your Facebook group, the reason why people were attracted to joining the group is because of the value you put out on your Facebook feed. You have been educating your customer. You have been helping them solve problems. You have been showing stories on how your products help solve problems that your potential customers are looking to solve too. You have been helping so much that they go, wow, this person is so helpful and they offer so much value. I don't care what they sell. Notice that. I don't care what they sell or what company it's from. I want to buy it. I want to be in this person's circle. I want to get to know more about them because they're just so awesome. It doesn't matter what they sell. And that is why, my friends, you storytell on your Facebook feed, drive those people to a Facebook group. It's a really effective way. And then you're not trying to figure out places on your Facebook feed. I can't talk today. On your Facebook feed where you're going, oh, I spoke to somebody, I think it was 2 weeks ago. What post was that? Oh, I got to scroll my Facebook feed. Oh, I've been posting a lot in the last 2 weeks. Not sure which one it is. Oh, there it is. So just to shorten that so you don't have to waste time scrolling, especially since our Facebook feeds and how much we post, I recommend driving them to a Facebook group. Now, in your Facebook group, what are you going to have? What are you going to offer? You're going to offer something for free. It's what's called a lead magnet. It's kind of like they give you their email address and you give them something in exchange for free. It could be a video. It could be an ebook. It could be a recipe. Let's stick with the essential oil example just because we started with it. So let's say, you know, you're with an essential oil company. And when somebody joins your group, they're going to get the 25 essential oil recipes that all moms should have when going back to school. Ooh. So, ladies, if you're a mom and your kid's going back to school right now or in a couple weeks, is that something you'd want to have access to? Well, if you're into essential oils and you've got kids and they're going back to school and you're a mom, probably yes. So what you'll notice too with your Facebook group is you need to be targeted. Don't chase everybody. If you want to help women, then go and help women. My podcast, Automate Your Way to Freedom, is for women. It is for women who are in the corporate world who want to leave, but they just can't figure out this network marketing business. And they really want to. They just don't know what the secret sauce is yet. So my core group, my focus group, the people I want to help, they're not men. And for me, you know, my dream customer, she's married, but she doesn't have kids. So I also encourage you to think about, who is my dream customer? Who do I want to help? Because when I'm in network marketing, one of the things that I come across so much is, wow, Janine, you're really great. This is really awesome. But I don't have any money. So not sure what to do there, right? So I'm sure that's happened to you before, where you've had this great conversation with somebody on social media and they don't have a job, or they have no money, or they don't make enough and they view that the product you're selling is too expensive. So make sure that you are figuring out who you can actually help and how you can help them. So in your Facebook group, you're going to give something of value for free in exchange. And don't get complicated. Don't get, you know, overwhelmed by this. If you're focusing on the business opportunity, then the product you're going to offer for free, the digital product you're going to offer for free for somebody joining your Facebook group and giving you their email, you're going to exchange them for the top 10 ways to recruit on autopilot in network marketing, or the top 3 ways to build your business while in your sleep. Something to that effect. This is just off the top of my head. But these are free things that you can offer those people who join your group. And then they feel like, oh, wow, I joined this Facebook group and I also get something of value? That's kind of awesome. So that's what I recommend that you look into doing is the Facebook platform. So that's Facebook. And we're going to leave that to the one side for now because I've talked about it enough, I think. So when it comes to Instagram, the strategy is still the same at the end of the day. Now, the platform is very different. And with Instagram, what you're going to be doing is focusing on hashtags. That is going to be how you are going to figure out where your ideal customer is. Now remember when I had mentioned on Facebook, on your personal profile, what problems does your product help solve? So on Instagram, what you can do is go look for those hashtags. And those are people who are actively searching for, let's stick with the essential oil example here. Let's say a hashtag is how to get over a cold, or get well soon, or something to that effect. So you're going to need to do some hashtag research on Instagram before figuring out, okay, so the people who are searching these hashtags and are posting in these hashtags, these are my customers. You want to be careful too, because with those hashtags, sometimes what you'll come across is just other competitors, other people in your downline or your upline, who are your competition, who are posting to try and attract their ideal customer to them as well, right? Maybe they're looking at the same customer. So with hashtag strategy, you want to have at least 100 different hashtags in terms of what problems does my product help to solve. You can look at the problem side of the hashtag and you can look at the solution side of the hashtag. So let's say that we'll stick with essential oils from the solution side of things. Let's say a hashtag is don't get sick anymore, hashtag don't get sick anymore, or hashtag don't get sick, or hashtag feeling great, or hashtag feeling awesome. So you can see how you can look at the product from both sides of the table. What problems are people trying to solve, and what solutions do they want? And you can go look at those hashtags and use an Excel spreadsheet or write them down. You want to have at least 100 so you can cycle through, so you can rotate them. And that can be a really effective way to finding your dream customer on Instagram. Now with Instagram, we don't have groups. So we're going to forget that strategy here. And with Instagram, what you can do obviously is the hashtags that I had mentioned already, but with Instagram, you can also go and find influencers, find people who are popular, people who do really well, and already sell the product that you're selling, or they are somebody who's all about holistic health, or they believe in essential oils. You can certainly go after somebody else who sells essential oils. I don't believe in doing that just because I don't think that's, never mind. Yeah, I don't think it's ethical. But, you know, if there's somebody out there who's really popular, like a celebrity or somebody who is a famous author, and they're all into natural health, into holistic healthcare, I would go look at their Instagram feed and I would go see who their followers are. And I would go follow them. Now, on Instagram, when you start to follow people, you're going to want to follow people who do not have private accounts. If they have a private account, it means they really don't want people who they don't know following them. And when you have to follow them and wait for them to approve your request, that's just not ideal. So make sure when you're following people that you are following public accounts, people who aren't going to wait around to approve or deny your request. And that's important too. When you're setting up on Instagram, you're going to want to have a public profile yourself. A public profile usually has, you know, a website, a business link, a description, and you have your one link in your Instagram bio. You're going to need to have an open profile. So again, I get the same question with Facebook, you know, your personal profile. Should I create a different Instagram profile for my business? Well, it depends. If you have a decent following from your personal profile and you've already got a strong brand on there, and the people that you followed are, you know, going to be open to seeing your stuff about business, then I would say stick with it. If, however, you want to start from scratch and do a business profile, which is what I did, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that either. With the Instagram, there's more flexibility to building another business on Instagram, just because Instagram public profiles get really good engagement. Facebook fan pages, business pages don't get great engagement without advertising. But on Instagram, you can have a public profile and you don't need to do advertising. You will in the future, don't get me wrong, but that's another reason why. So you do have flexibility with Instagram, whether you want to keep it with the profile you've already created from your personal or creating a business one. So you can choose, it's up to your discretion. With the, you know, we've talked about the hashtag research, we've talked about the hashtags that you're going to post, and then posting. So there are some really cool tools when you go to the business profile of your Instagram, and you'll be able to see when people who start following you, when they're on Instagram, and you'll be able to see which of your posts are most engaging and which ones get more comments. And then that's going to tell you what kind of trends are happening and what type of content your audience really wants to see. That is the great thing too about Instagram. There's a lot more analytics behind it, I find, for free. Whereas with Facebook, I don't find there to be as many analytics behind that for a personal profile. There are certainly analytics on the Facebook fan page or the Facebook business page, but Instagram has some really cool features for free on analytics on a business profile. So again, it's a second point towards a business profile. You can tell I'm biased. So that's going to be a really effective way. Most profiles don't get great engagement on Saturday and Sunday. When it comes to Instagram, people just aren't, for the most part, engaging on those days on social media. And that's true legitimately for Facebook as well. So on Saturday and Sunday, take a break. That's when you can prepare all of your content for the week. There's going to be lots of little goodies I'm going to teach you ladies. But one of them is not having to post every single day. Good grief. I want you to have a life. So you can take your weekend, take that time to go and post and prepare what you're going to post for the week. And then you're going to batch your content, right? Well, we'll talk about that another day. But that's what you can do. And then you're going to be posting Monday to Friday. Now, when you're first starting out, you can figure out, okay, when does my audience actually want to hear from me? How many times a day should I post? When you're first starting out, you want to get to 9 Instagram pictures, Instagram posts, as quickly as possible. The reason for that is that nine box is what's going to determine if somebody follows you or doesn't follow you. And from a consistency, from an image, from an aesthetic, that's going to be important. There are 2 types of players on Instagram, though, and this is what I find fascinating. There is this one camp of people who, through every fiber of their being, they absolutely believe if you're on Instagram, your stuff better be pretty, it better look good, it better be amazing. You need to have filters, you need to know how to take photos with your camera. You need good pictures. There's that camp. And then there's the camp where there is no aesthetic. And it's a little bit ugly, to say the least. but the content is really good. Now, at the end of the day, Instagram is very much an aesthetic platform. It's about looking pretty. It's about looking good. So my recommendation is kind of sit in the middle. Don't be so concerned with the filters and with everything like that. Like, don't get overwhelmed by that. There are lots of free resources that you can access. And by the way, you can go to my Facebook group, Automate Your Way to Freedom, to find those free resources. So you don't have to take photos all the time of yourself or your family if you don't want to do that. And that's fine. But sit in the middle. You know, don't get so obsessed with the aesthetic that it holds you back from posting. But I also wouldn't post ugly. And ugly can mean like posting a screenshot of your Facebook Live on your Instagram profile. It's really not well received. I even saw one time where somebody posted a picture where they had used like a goofy Instagram filter and posted that in their Instagram feed. And it wasn't well received. And that's okay. I mean, we all learn, right? We all learn what our audience wants to see and doesn't want to see. But for Instagram overall, my recommendation is just keep pretty in the back of your mind, because it is more important. It will determine if somebody follows you or not. So there are a lot of underground methods happening on Instagram right now. And I can tell you from personal experience that Instagram is getting much more strict on it. In my free resource guide, in my group, I have some different things that can help you automate the process, like using a platform called Later, so you don't have to physically post the picture in the moment. You can have it auto-scheduled to post on your behalf so that you're, you know, if you're working or doing something else, it'll still go out. Your content will still get out to your people. But you can also use a virtual assistant to engage on those posts when they are released. You can set up a schedule with your VA and tell them that, okay, so from Monday to Friday, I post at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need you to be on Instagram 20 minutes after it's posted to engage with anybody who's interested in the content. And then if about after 20 minutes there's no engagement, then you're done. And really, Instagram is going to reward you accordingly to your engagement. If nobody likes the content you're posting about 20 minutes after it's posted, then the content wasn't great and the hashtags weren't fantastic. So you're always going to be tweaking. You're always going to be improving. So that can be a really great way to outsource and to automate, so you don't have to deal with things one-on-one. I have in the past used an automation tool to follow people and unfollow people. It's okay. It's not the greatest. And the only reason for that is, yes, they wanted pieces automated. Yes, they wanted to outsource a bulk of the work. But Instagram can't always tell if a profile is male or female. If a profile is one of those profiles you don't want to follow to begin with, because, you know, the topics they talk about are inappropriate things. So the automation tools that exist out there are only so smart. Humans are always going to be smarter than computers. I'm sorry. So that's my learning, my caveat to automation tools. They're great, but you're better off to use a real live person. And I'm sure you've been a victim of this. You know, you're on your Instagram profile, you've posted something, and maybe it was a sad post. Maybe something happened that was negative. And you get this automatic comment from somebody somewhere that says, "Great post, love your stuff, follow us if you feel like it." And you're just going, "Wow, like, seriously, dude, that was totally automated and you didn't even read it, because it's an autobot. Like, you just basically commented on my stuff just to get a follow back." So that is also something you want to keep in mind. With the automation tools that are out there, be careful, do your research. If you can, I recommend a virtual assistant or an agency if you have the funds to set it up. They're always going to get you better value for your business. So, ladies, this is what I wanted to share with you today. My strategy on Facebook and on Instagram, and how you can attract your customer to you, attract your reps, your downline to you, but also how some tips on how you can automate the process. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to check out more information and connect with like-minded individuals who are working to automate their way to freedom, then join my Facebook group, Automate Your Way to Freedom.